You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 74, MacArthur Park by Richard Harris and Jimmy Webb. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. For this episode of Lyrics Undercover, we'll be visiting MacArthur Park, a much-maligned song that, along with the Beatles, broke the rules for longer-length hit singles on radio. We'll listen to Richard Harris's emotional singing of the lyrics in just a moment, but before that, let's learn a little bit more about the writer of the song, Jimmy Webb. Jimmy Webb was born on August 15, 1946, the son of a Baptist minister in Elk City, Oklahoma. Webb took to music at a very early age, playing organ in his father's church and even producing and performing rearrangements of the hymns. As a teenager, he began songwriting and composing, first with religious music and later as frontman to a rock band. His love for music frequently intersected with his love for literature and writing, and in his spare time, he would dissect pop songs and rewrite them for himself. Pursuing a career in songwriting, he first moved to Los Angeles and got a job transcribing songs for other performers. This gave him an inside track into the world of music publishing, as well as an address book full of contacts. In 1964, he wrote what would become the first well-known single to his credit, By the Time I Get to Phoenix, which would be recorded 2 years later by Johnny Rivers. Around the same time, he was given the reins for composing the songs for the debut album by a then-unknown group called The Fifth Dimension. With Webb's writing, the album was led by the hit single Up, Up and Away. The next year, Up, Up and Away and By the Time I Get to Phoenix earned a combined 8 Grammy Awards, and Jimmy Webb became the city's new hot songwriter. The next composition that Webb began work on was a longer and complex piece of music in the style of the more mature and produced recent work by the Beatles and the Beach Boys. The initial piece of music was a 22-minute long cantata intended as a whole album side and would be broken up into smaller pieces that could be released as singles. That song was MacArthur Park.
Spring was never waiting for us, girl. It ran one step ahead as we followed in the dance. Between the parted pages and were pressed in love's hot fevered iron like a striped pair of pants.
Originally clocking in at 22 minutes, the cantata was intended to be performed by the Association. However, the band did not want to give up a whole album side for it and began writing their own songs for the record. Meanwhile, Webb continued to work on the piece and cut the cantata down to the 7-minute climax, which he got his friend, actor Richard Harris, to sing.
MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again. Oh no.
The song tells the story of lost love, with the setting being Los Angeles's real MacArthur Park. The singer is lamenting over a broken relationship, with the cake representing his love and never having that recipe again symbolizes not finding the chemistry he felt they had with anyone else ever again.
I recall the yellow cotton dress foaming like a wave on the ground around your knees. Like tender babies in your hands, and the old man playing checkers by the trees.
Incidentally, as you listen to the chorus, you'll notice that Harris sings the title in the possessive, MacArthur's Park, which Webb reportedly tried to get him to correct to MacArthur Park many times, however, unsuccessfully.
MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark. All the sweet green ice flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that
it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have the recipe again.
In 1997, Miami Herald columnist Dave Barry started a survey to determine the worst song of all time. Topping the list of gems such as Achy Breaky Heart and You're Having My Baby was MacArthur Park, coming in at number one. The column later was turned into a book called Dave Barry's Book of Bad Songs.
There will be another song for me, for I will sing. There will be another dream for me, someone will bring it. I will drink the wine while it is warm, and never let you catch me looking at the sun. And after all the loves of my life, after all the loves in my life, you'll still be the one.
Richard Harris, who at the time of this song's release was most noted for starring as King Arthur in the musical Camelot, also released several albums. Recently, Harris appeared as Professor Dumbledore in the first two Harry Potter movies, but sadly died of Hodgkin's disease on October 25th, 2002, before filming began for the third movie.
MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again.
Unfortunately, the years that have passed since this song's release have not been kind to the real MacArthur Park in Los Angeles. In the late 80s and 90s, the park was home to gang violence, drug dealing, and the occasional drowning in the lake. But efforts began in 2002 to revitalize the park, and in 2005, the park celebrated the victory of having the highest reduction of crime statistics per U.S. resident. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.